Well, as you've already heard inside this show, we're talking about theater, but it's unconventional theater as you would imagine. And the reason why, because it's so important to be able to forward the progress of theater. Today, we're also talking about this one important project, the Telling Project, here in El Paso. With us this afternoon, Emily Loya is the general manager to KCOS-TV. David Mills is the associate producer to the Telling Project El Paso. Wasinke Amistad Kaizan Bemende is one of the actors inside the Telling Project. Folks, welcome to El Paso Primetime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dennis.
So let's start, Emily, by introducing people to The Telling Project. How did this come about?
That's great. So The Telling Project is about veteran storytelling. And obviously with our community and our relationship with Fort Bliss and our proximity to it, when I heard about this on a national level and heard of a few other PBS stations partnering with The Telling Project and what they were doing, it was when I had barely started at the station, I was like, how can I get this to El Paso? And of course, it takes some time, but they're based out of Austin and they're funded by the Bob Woodruff Foundation, and their passion and purpose is to connect military veterans' stories to the civilian community to create deeper understanding. And with the fact that less than 1% of our population in the country is actually served in the armed forces. In El Paso, it's probably a little higher percentage, and we have more people that might know somebody who served. But just because you know someone who served doesn't mean you know their story or they've willingly shared it for a variety of reasons. And I was passionate to bring this project, bring it to stage. And the PBS side of it is so that we can also film and document one of those performances and have it live on beyond the performances on stage as well.
So when you start recruiting for these stories, I mean, really and truly, you're talking about having people dig down deep and decide that they're going to tell a personal story. How do you go about doing this?
Well, so we took our direction from The Telling Project. We're the 40th community to work with The Telling Project and about the fourth PBS station to do so. And Wasinke can say a little bit about what the experience was actually like, but the way that we did our call based on what The Telling Project gave us was to make it very open and to not handpick people, because not to be like, oh, I know this veteran who'd be awesome. I'm going to nudge them and tell them. I mean, we could have done that, but we really wanted people are going to rise that want to tell their stories, right, and have something to share. So we did an open call. We had 10 people booked. I think we had 7 or 8 people actually come to their interviews, and then they did about 2 hours with Max Raynard from The Telling Project and really going deeper into their stories. And then from there, Max took the time to – they transcribed the entire story, and then they he has the task of paring down these – it was 6 ultimately who chose to be part of the performance into only 1,500 words of their story, more or less, and then building it into a storyline altogether as well. So we have a big variety of experiences, but it is a pretty raw thing to sit and tell a lot of your military and coming home experiences to kind of a stranger, but somebody who's talked with a lot of other veterans across the country.
Well, Sinke, you're one of the 6 in the Telling Project on the El Paso side of this. And we'll start by asking you, first off, why answer an ad that says, bare your soul?
Well, I have to admit I was channeling my inner Denzel Washington, because I'm preparing to retire, and I had to have some vision of what I wanted to do after retiring. And when I saw that ad, I thought, maybe I could get discovered.
That's a great way to look at it. You have quite a unique story, and I think one of the neatest facets of the story is how you've come about your new name, Wasinke Amistad Kaizan Bemende.
Yes. Well, I'm originally from Tennessee, and when I first joined the service, Roots had come out, and Alex Haley and Roots. And so I buried that idea of learning my own true roots. And so before all was said and done, I started searching my roots and discovered that I'm descendant from the Mende people of Western Africa, Sierra Leone, and Liberia. And once I discovered that, I decided to take that next step and reclaim my historical name, if you will.
An intriguing story, given that just last year we lost Horace Silver, who was also part of the Mende tribe. So that's everything. All roads tie in one into one another in some form or another. So that brings us to David being the associate producer, to having to lay down the groundwork and make this work. Is this more of a challenge than you normally would find in traditional theater?
I don't think it's necessarily more of a challenge. It's a different challenge. It's something that I really enjoy doing. I mean, I worked for many years at Viva El Paso, and that's a similar show in a sense, in that you're trying to tell the story of a community and the different cultures that came together in this community. So in this instance, with the Telling Project, we're trying to tell the story of six individuals. And it's not a play in the normal sense with a storyline and a denouement and all of that. It's really just trying to get to the truth about these six people, telling why they went into the military, what their experiences were, and where they are now. And I guess that really appealed to me. So it's certainly challenging because we're doing something brand new, although, as Emily indicated, it's been done in other communities around the country. But every time they do it, it's really a brand new project. So I've not ever been involved in anything quite like this, and I'm very intrigued by it, and I think that the community will be very pleased with what we finally end up with.
And they're not officially actors, so that's really interesting too, because you're teaching six very different individuals. Some are more outgoing than others, but they all have really powerful and meaningful stories to tell. But that's what I'm really impressed with by you and Hector, taking on the aspect of teaching people how to act. I mean, it is their own story, but there's still a sense of staging and presence that has to be learned in a certain standard.
Well, I think at its most basic, theater is just that. It's taking the stories of people and putting it on stage. In this day and age now, acting has become a very a profession, in some cases a very highly paid profession. Actors train for many years to become these other characters. This is very different here. The six actors, and I wouldn't even call them actors. They're six people telling their own story. So they're not acting. They're just telling their own experiences in their own words, because the script was based on their interviews. So, and they've been editing the script as we go through the rehearsal process. So you're getting the really unvarnished story of each of them. It's not filtered in the way that a play is. It's not interpreted by an actor. It's the real thing.
What fascinates me, and Emily, you brought up Hector Serrano's name, and he couldn't be with us this afternoon for El Paso Primetime, but you, David, Hector, have really brought the best out in each one of the six Wasinki. I've watched you grow from the very first day of reading to yesterday's rehearsal, and it's an incredible metamorphosis, and I have to congratulate you and the rest of the cast who will hopefully be listening, and if not, they'll download it off of our website.
Of course they will. I know they're really excited.
But the best part about this is finally being able to put it out there for everybody. And it starts with a students-only performance at the Chamizal, I believe, on the 18th?
On the 18th of May, yes. We have two different morning performances. Thanks to Hector and David's relationship with the Chamizal for years, working with their educational interpretation team, as soon as I went to them with this project, they were like, we should do performances at the Chamizal. That would be fabulous. And we could get this in front of high school students. And what I've heard from other communities is they put a lot of effort into making the project, but it's not always, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the community. And it's an intense thing to show up to a performance. But to know that two of our performances are going to be packed houses of high school students that are going to be engaged and interested, we're really happy to add that into the six total performances. And then there's other ones open to the public. But it's a great partnership with Chamizal, which is a kind of unique national park in our area that does a lot with education, not just around the parks, but around our community and stories of our community.
What I really appreciate also about all of your efforts is putting this on Fort at the Staten Theater during Armed Forces Day, which to me has always been probably, other than Christmas, one of the most special days of my life. You know, it's just, I'd love to go and just watch and talk and interact with everyone on that fort. It's just, to me, it's a very special thing. So being at the Staten Theater on what day?
It's going to be on May 21st. That's Armed Forces Day this year. Okay. And we're thankful for MWR for being a partner on that. It's not possible to just do a performance on Bliss without really strong partnerships. And MWR staff's really supportive to, and when they heard about the project, they realized that this was something they wanted to make sure was on post as well. And I think most telling projects haven't done something like that before, and I'm really excited because it's not just for our civilian community, but for family members and others to encourage others to tell their own stories with the people that they love and the people that they interact with on a day-to-day basis. And I think by our six performers being so open and bold to tell of their experiences, good, bad, and everything in between, I think it's going to create more conversations in the community, and that's really what the purpose is to build those connections and bring deeper understanding.
Well, Cynthia, you're a career military man, and what really fascinates me about your story are all of the different facets that you've touched upon in order to get to where you're at and the ability to be able to retire. How is looking down the road at retirement, how's that starting to feel?
Well, it actually feels fantastic. And, of course, my journey wasn't mapped out per se. So different events and in different times in our history led to certain needs and so forth, and that ended up shaping some of the decisions I made. And I also like to add, I really will encourage everyone to come out to this particular Armed Forces Day, because normally an Armed Forces Day focuses on our weapons and our equipment, or so-called the hard side of the military. Come this 21st May, you're going to see the soft side of the service member. Mm. And that's kind of a different side.
Emily, let's go over the schedule one more time.
No problem. So the public performances will have our first one open to the public on Wednesday, May 18th at 7 p.m. at the Chamisal National Memorial Theater. All the performances are free and open to the public. Then we will have another public performance on May 21st at 7 p.m. on Armed Forces Day at Fort Bliss at the Staten Theater. And then we will conclude our last public performance at Bel Air High School on May 24th. It's a Tuesday at 7 p.m. And we hope that you will come out and see us there. There's plenty of space for folks. Or if you're part of a group or organization, you'd love to come as a group, we'd love to have you. And there'll be more information on our website and social media about all the performances, and soon to have headshots and bios of all of our performers so you can get a taste of who they are and their experiences. But really, you got to come and see it for yourself. And though we will film it, I promise you that it's going to be a different experience in a seat in the theater, and you can't replicate that experience. So you got to be there, and we give you plenty of chances to come join us.
Absolutely. Folks, thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon on El Paso Primetime.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.